Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good to talk to you, Liam.
So there were a lot of big issues lawmakers tried to tackle this session. Senate President Peter Courtney described it as, quote, the most aggressive agenda of my legislative career. And he's been in the Oregon legislature for more than 30 years. What were some of the most significant pieces of legislation that made it into law? We should probably start with the transportation package that passed after a more expensive package failed last season.
Right. No, that definitely was, I think, the one that probably will be the most remembered. And it was still a pretty significant package. And, you know, we're talking about $5.3 billion in taxes over the next 10 years, everything from increases in gas taxes to a 0.5% tax on the sale of new cars. So people are going to feel that in their pocketbooks in many different ways. On the flip side, of course, is they're going to see a lot more road work out there. Not only is the state getting more money for work on highways and for transit, but localities are going to get a lot of road and bridge money too. There were really two other significant issues that once again revolve around tax and budget issues that really dominated this session. You had sort of a suite of taxes on hospitals, healthcare insurers, managed care organizations that provide a lot of the Medicaid coverage in the state. And this was really to shore up the state's system of healthcare for low-income people. And that also, incidentally, covered a lot of the shortfall that legislators had coming into the session, the budget gap. And that really dominated the session.
Now, dealing with that budget gap, which started out at about $1.8 billion, then subsequent revenue forecasts brought it down closer to $1.6 billion, a lot of effort was put into trying to revamp Oregon's corporate taxes. Measure 97, you recall, last election cycle, failed to do that, but there was a sense there could be agreement of a more modest boost in business taxes, but ultimately that didn't happen.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the biggest failure of the session, certainly, is that they were unable to put together a broader agreement on taxes and spending. You know, the Republicans very much wanted to really bend the cost curve of government. They're claiming that costs are rising way too fast. And in particular, they really single out two things. One is the Public Employees Retirement System, or PERS. We're now up to a long-term unfunded liability in that system of $22 billion. The second thing they talked a lot about was health care costs for public employees, which they say are too high. And basically, both sides were dickering over, okay, we'll agree to some revenue increases if you agree to cuts in spending, particularly involving public employees. And they just weren't able to reach agreement on that.
I've heard some Republicans say this was a particularly partisan session.
I mean, they are in the minority, and they felt rolled over by Democrats in many cases. I think particularly the end of the session felt like that to them, because once they sort of settled what they were going to be able to do and what they weren't going to be able to do on tax and budget issues, the Democrats really turned toward passing a lot of their agenda. This involves everything from gun legislation, healthcare bills, one that dealt with providing health coverage to undocumented children. Another big one was a bill to provide a broad range of reproductive coverage, and it included very broad abortion coverage, free to recipients. So there were a lot of bills like that that really came up toward the end of the session, and certainly you might say inflamed partisan sensibilities.
So, Jeff, what's the takeaway from this session?
Well, I think in the end, they kind of muddled through. The transportation bill, I think, was a major, significant bipartisan accomplishment. The rest of it, you kind of have to say, is they sort of muddled through. I mean, schools did okay, for example. I mean, I think if you went and talked to different school districts, some would say, well, you know, we did a lot better than we did before. Others would say, well, we're still kind of struggling to keep the current program that we have. I mean, it really is going to kind of vary in the individual circumstances for schools. And there was no grand agreement that really put the state on a more sustainable footing. The governor, the Republicans, everybody agrees that when they come back in 2019 to do the next budget, there's still going to be, as they put it, that structural deficit to deal with, even if the economy is going well.
Well, thanks for talking to us today, Jeff.
You're welcome.